Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Gaming and celebrity involvement has gone through a weird trajectory, mostly lining up with how mainstream games themselves started to be across the late 2000s. From David Bowie in Omicron the Nomad Soul to Rockstar using GTA 3's revenue to put everybody in Vice City and San Andreas, today chances are if a celebrity is in a game, they're a fundamental part of the marketing campaign. Go back through gaming history though, and there are some insane crossovers of random contract work, touching tributes, or people who would go on to become insanely famous later down the line. I'm Scott from WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 celebrities you didn't realize were hidden in video games. Number 10, Steve Carell, Outlaw Golf. Back before he was the David Brent-inspired face of the US office, Michael Scott, Steve Carell did a spot of work as a voiceover artist for a title most of us haven't played or even heard of, Outlaw Golf. He's only in there as the commentator and tended to fade into the blur of half-baked, wacky 90s throwbacks that emerged across the early 2000s, but still you can very much tell it's him.
Yes, indeedy Rudy, that's gonna make you feel good about your golf game.
Regardless of the script he was given to work with not being up to his caliber, Carell puts in a solid performance that helps give this game some much-needed personality. Number 9, Marilyn Manson, Area 51. When The Darkness, What a Game, by the way, landed in 2007, it was hailed as having awesome graphics and a fantastically twisted voice performance from Faith No More's Mike Patton as the titular force itself. 2 years prior though, and maybe this flew completely under the radar as a news item because the game too barely made a dent, Marilyn Manson brought another celestial entity to life, the alien known as Edgar. Manson's voice work is honestly really fantastic, with his lecherous, iconic delivery translating perfectly from on record to that of a tortured alien creature addressing the protagonist. Sadly, Marilyn Manson didn't go on to do much voice work after, electing to let his songs do the talking instead. One of which was the stomping Crucifixion in Space, used to actually promote The Darkness. So his name did get out there alongside a video game eventually. Number 8, Jonathan Ross, Halo 3. Part of going supernova with your budget means the ability to pretty much do whatever you want when padding out the Easter eggs of your game. British TV host Jonathan Ross is known for being a huge nerd both on and off screen, and so with Halo 3, he finally got the chance to live a dream many of us are still jealous of, being part of the legendary Halo trilogy. Jonathan Ross's voice is one of the hundreds of other clips that come out of your fellow Marines' mouths during gameplay, so chances are you've either heard him amongst the crowd and not realized, or the game just didn't throw his recordings your way at all.
Come on, let's show those clowns who's in charge.
Ross's slightly nasal tones and London to Essex accent can sound pretty out of place, but for those who have watched his shows over the last few decades, this was a great find. Number 7, Snoop Dogg, True Crime, Streets of LA. It might have aged like hell, but I love this game back in the day. That groundswell of open-world crime titles ultimately gave us everything from Saints Row to Sleeping Dogs, but True Crime Streets of LA was notable for having an astronomical production. Outside A-listers like Christopher Walken on the cast, Puma lending officially branded gear to main man Nick Kang, and one hell of a soundtrack was something revealed after the game hit shelves. None other than Snoop Dogg was actually playable, with Snoop himself recording a bunch of voice lines alongside. To unlock, you had to find 30 dog bones with double G, or you could punch in a cheat, unlocking Dog Patrol, where you took on various randomly generated crimes. Snoop could do everything Nick Kang could, down to butterfly kicks and slow motion twin pistol dives, helping you net the premium rank of top dog. Number 6, Frankie Boyle, Grand Theft Auto 4, The Lost and Damned. Chances are you already know of comedians Ricky Gervais and Cat Williams popping up within the various comedy clubs across GTA 4. However, Rockstar are not one to do things by half, and if you revisit the same comedy clubs in DLC The Lost and Damned, you can find a performance from another comedy legend, Frankie Boyle. At the time, Boyle was mostly just known for spots on weekly satire show Mock the Week in the UK, making it a strangely awesome find to go back to now. His set is suitably twisted, disgusting, and boundary pushing, all things that catapulted Boyle to solo stardom once he ditched Mock the Week and started prioritizing stand-up and his own set of talk shows. Still a divisive figure, if you're a fan of Frankie's brutal delivery and concepts, there's a wealth of material that zings off delivery alone. Number 5, Phil Collins, Grand Theft Auto, Vice City Stories. Although we'd probably all have preferred the Cadbury's Ape to make an appearance instead, across all of Rockstar's iterations on the Grand Theft Auto 3 engine, they included a ton of prolific talent, from various musicians to actors. I'm including legendary skin smasher Phil Collins as hidden because, one, most people didn't play Vice City Stories, being it was primarily on the ill-fated PSP, and two, those that did suffered scores of glitches and texture pops, sullying this actually pretty solid iteration to this day. Still, Collins made GTA history as the first celebrity to play themselves in the series, and if you managed to keep him alive during a previous gig, you were rewarded with this awesome version of In the Air Tonight, with the audio taken from his 1985 show No Ticket Required. Number 4, Charlie Brooker, Sniper Elite 3. This is one of those blink and you'll miss it sorts of cameos, as not only is he only on screen for a couple of seconds, but the mission Brooker appears in is only available as DLC set aside from the main campaign. Sniper Elite 3 overall was a really tight experience, regardless of some spotty AI issues. With awesome long-range combat now as standard, the real draw came with the Hunt the Grey Wolf DLC, the climax of which saw you come scope to face with Hitler himself. It's when Hitler's finally arriving near the end of this mission that the scene opens with a close-up of Brooker's face as an enemy guard, until he moves to the side. You're then supposed to plant one firmly between the eyes of the Führer, or you can choose to blow Charlie's off instead. Number 3, Conan O'Brien and Andy Richter, Halo 4. To this day, 343 Industries is still struggling to fully recapture the hype and genuine magic of Halo's first run. With everything that happened across the Master Chief Collection for its first 4 years and Halo 5 overall, many started to think of 343's work as paling in comparison to where Bungie left off. Still, go back to Halo 4, the best of their initial work on the franchise, and it's just as packed with details as the previous trilogy. Here, although their lines are a bit flat on delivery, you can find tucked away in the corner of one of the hangar areas a hidden conversation between the clueless gamer himself, Conan O'Brien, and partner Andy Richter. The pair's exchange comes from an extended improvisation session they did with 343, though the majority of what would have been custom animations like Richter clapping for Master Chief or Conan cracking his friend's back weren't included. They did, however, record a bunch of being pummeled by a rifle noises, so have at them next time you see them. Number 2, Robin Williams, The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild. Though Nintendo have never officially confirmed this, there's more than enough evidence right in front of us that one of the many NPCs making their way around Hyrule is in fact a loving tribute to Robin Williams. First is the fact it looks just like him. Second is Nintendo also coding the likeness of Satoru Iwata onto another NPC existing near a touching garden space filled with cherry blossoms. Third was Nintendo responding to a fan petition to include Williams in an upcoming Zelda back in 2014. They mentioned previous collaborations with Robin daughter Zelda and how they would hold memories of Robin close going forward. Obviously, the next main Zelda post-2014 was Breath of the Wild, and if you journey to Foothill Stable, you can find Williams here called Dato, going for various peaceful walks and admiring the local wildlife. And number 1, 50 Cent, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. Call of Duty's relationship with celebrities went overboard when Kit Harington, Conor McGregor, and Lewis Hamilton were randomly cast in Infinite Warfare. Back across the late 2000s, though, they were still building momentum. Before Robert Downey Jr. would pilot a fighter jet for Black Ops 2, or our friend Snoop Dogg did a voice pack for Ghosts, though, Curtis 50 Cent Jackson recorded a number of contextually specific lines for Modern Warfare 2 Spec Ops mode. Though these lines are served up at random, you can definitely hear it's 50 Cent chiming in when the player does everything from reloading their gun, planting a C4, getting shot, or even when being revived. It's a super neat find, and 50 Cent's track Crime Wave can also be heard blasting out of a Humvee back at base in the main campaign.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.